Hi, I'm Temple Grandin, professor of animal science at Colorado State University, and I just want to talk for a few minutes today on how to troubleshoot some common problems you have with moving your cattle or your pigs or your sheep. If your animals are not moving through the chutes easily and there's a lot of prodding going on, the first thing you have to do is figure out what is causing the problem. Now, if a person is out there just prodding every single animal, then you probably have a training problem. But let's say the people are well-trained and they only use the electric prod on the animals and refuse to move, but it's still a balk, balk, back up, back up, back up. Then there's probably something that needs to be corrected in the facility. The first step is you have to figure out, do I have a training issue with people, or do I have something wrong with the facility? Or another possibility is maybe you have animals that have a real problem. There are some very large pigs that are very weak, and they have a hard time walking from one end of the yard to another, and that's caused at the farm, and the producer needs to correct that problem, or maybe you have cattle that are excessively wild. Okay, let's get back to training people. The first thing you need to do is train people that an electric prod is not your primary driving tool. They should not be walking around carrying electric prods. They should be using some other tool and only picking up the electric prod when the animal refuses to move. They need to be trained in principles of the flight zone and the point of balance. And I have some YouTube videos that they can look at that show this. You can type in Temple Grandin cattle or Temple Grandin pigs, and you can see my YouTube videos. And I also want to make sure that with cattle and pigs, you move small bunches. I want people to be quiet, not be yelling and screaming, and fill the crowd pen that leads up to the single file chute half full, or maybe no more than three quarters full. Big mistake that people make is they jam the crowd pen full. They also need to understand the point of balance at the shoulder. If you want the animal to go forward, you have to be behind the shoulder. If you want it to go backwards, then you can stand in front of it. But what you don't want to do is stand in front of the animal and poke it on the butt, because now you're telling it to go forward and backwards at the same time. So people need to understand these basic principles. Another principle is a calm animal is easier to handle. Okay, let's say now we've got perfectly trained people, but you still have 30 or 40% of your animals backing up, turning around, and refusing to enter the race or walk up the chute. The first thing you need to look at is lighting. Changing lighting can sometimes work miracles. A lot of animals are afraid to go into a chute that has a dark entrance. You know, try putting some indirect lighting over that entrance. I've got a lot of pictures of this on my YouTube videos, also up on my website, grandin.com. Or maybe they're seeing people moving around up ahead. At one point, they had white coats against gray walls, and the animals noticed the people walking around, and we changed their clothes to darker clothing, and that helped. Or you put up a shield so the approaching animals do not see the people. Reflections on shiny metal can be really, really bad. And as we're getting more and more stainless steel equipment, this problem has gotten worse. But sometimes you can make a reflection go away by moving a light. Maybe putting a shield over part of a light. You know, just moving lights around. Experiment with pieces of cardboard and with the lights on cords. I call that my lights and cardboard trick. I'm amazed at the number of plants I've been able to go into, and I get some big cardboard, like in the combo boxes, and I use that to cover up a person they can see up ahead. I remember one place I went to, they had a lady that checked all the cattle IDs at a desk, and the cattle had to walk towards her, and I covered her up with a piece of a combo box, and then things worked just fine. Air hissing is really bad. You want to make sure you get mufflers on all of your equipment. These distractions, things like the reflections, things like seeing motion up ahead, they can wreck the best system. And sometimes you need to track down and maybe find two or three of these things, and you need to find all of them. And animals will show you the stuff that they're afraid of. A calm animal will look right at a person he sees, or maybe some plastic bag that's moving, or there's a coat hung over the fence. They'll look right at that stuff and show you the things they don't like. I remember one time at a plant, a plastic drink bottle fell into the crowd pen right in front of the chute entrance, a white bottle. The cattle absolutely refused to walk over that. Another big thing you need to look for is slippery floors. One of the biggest problems I see in stun boxes is it has a slippery floor. And the animal's not going to stand still. It's going to be really, really hard to stun because he's constantly doing all these little tiny slips. But there's so many things you can fix in the plants by teaching people the animal behavior principles. They're also outlined in the American Meat Institute guideline at animalhandling.org. And by installing non-slip floors in high traffic areas like unloading ramps, scales, and stun boxes. And then you need to be a good detective and figure out how to find all the little distractions that make animals refuse to move, such as seeing people up ahead, air hissing, clanging and banging, reflections on shiny metal. And I just want to thank you all for listening. And there's a lot more information on my website at grandin.com. And you can also call me at 970-229-0703. Again, that's 970-229-0703.